Wisconsin has amber alerts for missing kids and silver alerts for missing senior citizens. But what kind of emergency announcements are made when people between 18 and 65 disappear? Well, none for the most part. Texas recently passed legislation that would cover that gap. It came after the disappearance and death of a 19-year-old woman. It'll go into effect on September 1st. Our next guest says it's time for Wisconsin to pick up the ball before a similar tragedy happens here. Owen Robinson is a columnist at the West Bend Daily News and a blogger at bootsandsabers.com. Owen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Owen, you had a personal connection to this tragedy in Texas that led to the creation of this law. Can you tell us what happened to this 19-year-old?
Sure. So the young lady you mentioned, her name was Kaylee Mandotti. She was the daughter of an old friend of mine for the last 27 years. And it's a horrible case where she was 19 years old, just out with her boyfriend who had a violent past. And they went out and had a party, or they were at a music festival and ran into an ex-boyfriend. There was an argument and she was rather forcibly led to her car and they were gone. And her friends saw it happen. They were concerned. And one of her friends tried to FaceTime her, and the boyfriend picked up and said she wasn't available and hung up. And the next thing you know, Kaylee was found in the, at a hospital, was dropped off some 70 miles away, beaten, unconscious, and brain dead, and was taken off life support a couple days later. Horrible situation. The police really, they could do something, but her friends couldn't do much either, because had she been 14 months younger, she would have qualified for an Amber Alert. It was a known person with a violent history, a clearly dangerous situation that they could have put out the alert and maybe could have found them and maybe could have intervened. Would it have saved Kaylee? Maybe, maybe not, but it might have. And it's something that really hits home for me. Actually, as we speak right now, I'm in the parking lot of one of Wisconsin's fantastic institutions of higher learning, dropping off my 18-year-old daughter for college right now. And this is my third daughter, so I think of her. She's 18 years old. She's out in the world on her own for the first time. As she goes, if she gets in a situation like this where somebody sees her being abducted or forcibly taken away or anything like that, the police can go get involved, but there's no way to issue an alert like you can for a silver alert or an amber alert that hopefully somebody could get them. And the amber alert's proven incredibly effective. It's saved almost 1,000 children to date nationwide. It's almost 90% effective in finding the person they're looking for. Incredibly popular. So it's something that works. So why not use it for adults? So Go ahead.
That's okay. And take us through what Texas then did. They made this clear alert system there. How does this work?
Sure. So it works very much like the Amber Alert system. There's a couple of nuances when you're dealing with adults, because we live in a free society and adults have a right not to be found if they don't want to be found. So it's nothing that's designed for, I can't find my boyfriend, he didn't show up, or Janie didn't show up for church today, and she always comes to church. Where is she? Let's issue an alert. It's not for that. There's specific criteria, actionable data that you can use. So it has to be the person, you don't know where their whereabouts are for, and it's been less than 72 hours. There's been an eyewitness or some other provable thing that you've seen something, video, something seen something that's not right. You have a known suspect in a known vehicle. So, and not just a red truck, but need to know the license plate. Or so you know who it is who has taken somebody, and whether they've taken them for the purposes of domestic abuse or abduction or sex trafficking or whatever it may be isn't important. What's important is there's actionable data that you can get out to the public rapidly, so that then they can find those people, they can report them, and hopefully law enforcement can intervene and do something about it.
And who actually makes the call, okay, yes, this meets the threshold for this clear alert, which exists now in Texas, again, not here. Who makes that call to say, okay, we're putting out the alert?
So in Texas, it's the law enforcement agency where they're reporting it. It works very much. It's using the same infrastructure as the Amber Alert and Silver Alert. So, and then those alerts go out to the National Weather Service so it can notify cell phones, to law enforcement, to the Lottery Commission so they can put them up on the boards in the convenience stores all over the state, also to banks. So if there's somebody in a bank drive-through, and they can notify them there. So really comprehensive way to get that information out for people to find.
Talking to Owen Robinson, columnist with the West Bend Daily News, about this idea of an alert system functioning kind of like an Amber Alert for kids, a Silver Alert for seniors, but for everybody in between. Texas has created this. It's called the Clear Alert System there. As far as you know, Owen, was Texas the first state to tackle something like this?
It, as far as I know what it is, I'm fairly certain it is. And remember, Texas was the one who pioneered the Amber Alert back in the day as well. So this isn't the new track for them, but it is something that does fill a gap. And I think we've recognized both with the Amber Alert and then the Silver Alert. And there's some there's alert for veterans now, and there's a couple of other versions of it now. We've recognized how effective this is to be able to locate people when we know there's some imminent danger to that person. So we know it's effective. We know it works. There's no reason we can't utilize that system for adults out there.
How long has this been, the Clear Alert now for adults, been in effect in Texas?
It's not in effect yet.
Oh, not yet.
Okay. It was signed into law on June 6th. It goes into effect September 1st.
Gotcha.
So it's just about to go into effect.
Now, you are calling on Wisconsin to do this, to enact this Clear Alert system. I don't think this is super on the radar yet, Owen, but have you heard other people talking about this or reacting to your idea?
A little bit. So I put it out there a couple weeks ago in a column I wrote for Conley Papers across the state, and I've spoken with one legislator who's considering sponsoring a bill. I think this is a great bill. You know, it's a nonpartisan effort that can go out and help hopefully save some adults who are in imminent danger. At least the Texas analysis shows it has zero fiscal impact to the state because the entire infrastructure is there. It's just how you're executing it. So there may be some education out there, but other than that, very, very little fiscal impact. I think this is something that the legislature and the governor can get behind to pass and do something great for the state.
As you say, this goes on the same infrastructure as Amber and Silver Alert. Do we have evidence as to whether, I mean, Owen, we're a radio station, we play the Amber Alerts sometimes, and sometimes people complain, they think, oh, it's not in my area, I don't need to be hearing this because I'm nowhere near it. Is there a frustration or backlash that could lead people to ignore if we get too many alerts?
Well, I think that's where the criteria is critical, because that was one of the fears I know as they were working on this legislation in Texas, that if it's triggered too often, it becomes background noise and people ignore it and it's no longer effective. So with the Amber Alert, they're very specific about the criteria for it. And for the Clear Alert, it would be the same, but even more so because they're adults. So that's where you have to have more actionable data. So, and that's really the key. It's something where there's an imminent threat of danger and there's action data so people can actually do something about it. So it's not, as I said, it's not look out for that, you know, a red pickup that might have an adult who's missing in it. It's something with a license plate, or you know who took the person and you know the area they're in. Those are the things that make it effective, but that also limits the number of times that you could actually use it. And again, the Amber Alert is, I think the last count I saw was like 954 kids that it has saved throughout its existence across the U.S. And that's a lot of lives saved by this process.
And Owen, how hopeful are you that Wisconsin and I suppose other states will pick up where Texas left off on this?
I think we've seen, the effectiveness is undeniable. I think where people get worried is certainly concerned about, specifically with adults and their civil liberties and ensuring that we don't have a case where it's being abused or where it's being used so much that it becomes ineffective. So I think having those really tight criteria to make sure that it's used when somebody is in imminent danger and it's actionable, I think it's a no-brainer. And I really hope Wisconsin becomes the second state in the nation to pass it.
Owen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for your listeners.
That's Owen Robinson, columnist with the West Bend Daily News and a blogger at bootsandsabers.com. We talked to him about his call for an emergency alert system for missing adults here in Wisconsin, modeled on something, as you just heard, that Texas has done. It goes into effect next month, the beginning of September. Now we're interested in hearing from you. What do you think of this idea? Should Wisconsin have something like this clear alert system for adults, something similar to an amber alert or a silver alert system, that amber alert for kids, silver alert for seniors? You can let us know. Tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas at WPR.org. And we're also interested in hearing if you've had an experience yourself with the amber or silver alert systems here in Wisconsin, whether reporting it, if you're in law enforcement and you've issued one of these, if a loved one has been found using the silver or amber alert systems. Share your story of how that worked out for you, how what you think of the system, maybe how you think it might have worked a little better, if there is room for improvement. Again, tweet us at Central Time WPR or email your story, ideas at WPR.org. And of course, as always, you can message us at the Ideas Network via Facebook. Just head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page and send us a message there.